Bobby Bones post show pre show.
Let's do the Tuesday song.
Nice. Yeah.
You want to start with the chorus or with the verse? Like, where do you like to start?
I like the chorus.
You do?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll just follow
Three,
your lead.
Two, one, let's go.
Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday. Housewives gon' booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday.
All right, here we go.
The best day of the week, you all know it's my time. So I made a song about Tuesday, so happens it rhymes. The lowest number of crimes, a super bingo at nine. Don't know how you do your Tuesday, this is how I do mine. The sun comes up, there's a smile on my mouth. Why? Because I love Tuesday, is the first thing I shout. Free Zumba this morning and every Tuesday at five. I got my spandex on, it's time to head to the Y. Come on.
Tuesday,
H-O-A, Tuesday. Housewife's gon' booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Tuesday, brown cow goes moose day. Eat some cashews day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Yep, yep, it's Tuesday. Is my recycling on the curb as I drive off? Yep, my recycling's on the curb. I mean, Fridays are fine because they're casual and all. But I'm always more productive on my Tuesday conference call, my after work plans. I got my spray tan. I'm drinking lemon water out of me, some cayenne. Pebbles and bam bam, I'm watching C-SPAN. And then it's two for one at Sonic with the Coney in each hand. I say Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday. Housewives going booze day. Just talking about Tuesday. Tuesday. Brown cow goes moose day. Eat some cashews day. I'm just talking about Tuesday.
Let me break it down for you. Mardi Gras on a Tuesday. I go to Krav Maga
on a Tuesday.
I'm playing Pokemon
on a Tuesday.
Came out of my mom
on a Tuesday.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to the Tuesday podcast. How many drinks, how many cups of coffee does the average person drink?
Average, two.
Three. Majority of Americans over the age of 18 drinking an average of three cups per day. Will you let your daughter drink coffee?
She doesn't like it. She's tried it, thankfully. But I guess I'd probably let her have a little bit, but not a lot.
My question is, she shouldn't like it. The taste of coffee is not good to anyone early, but when it becomes something social and something that her other kids are doing, she's gonna want to do it. So if she's like, "Mom, I want to drink coffee again," mm-hmm. would you let her?
As long as just she limits it to one cup.
Interesting.
But that's it. No.
What
more.
About beer?
Because I think she's old enough. As long as she limits it to one beer. Oh. What do you think? Of course not. Luckily, she doesn't like that either.
What if she wanted to taste?
When she's
you
tried.
You don't drink
she
beer.
She tried my wine a couple weeks ago without even telling me. I was like pouring a glass. She's like, "I tried some of that the other day. It's disgusting." And I was like, interesting.
Does anyone like wine the first time they taste it?
I don't know. I don't think so. It's probably, I mean, but same thing with beer. It's more of an acquired thing. But
the thing you're doing at work that could get you fired is job hunting for another job. It turns out that job hunting while you're on the clock is a fireable offense. To avoid this, book after-hours interviews and don't research other jobs while you're at work because your boss can check your search history.
Well, yeah, that would be not using your work time that you're getting paid to do another job to find another job.
You would think, right? But I had a friend once who left her resume on the printer.
Oh, oh. Not good.
She ran copies of it and then didn't take the original one off.
Dang.
Somebody found it that was on her team, an ally, and said, "You left your resume on the printer."
Whew.
And got it back to her. But that could have been bad news.
Molly.
That person?
Don't worry, I've never done that.
Was Amy.
No, I've never. In fact, to get this job, I had to take time. Whenever, not even when you were thinking about having me come, we did like a trial thing. And I had to, I had a really good job and I had to go to my bosses. And I was like, "Hey, I'm need off in the morning to go be on the radio because I might take a job there." And they were like, okay.
What if she didn't say anything about it and she just came on and was like, "Tammy"? She had to fake a whole person.
I mean, I had to tell them because it was on the radio.
Yeah.
They didn't listen, but.
Dr. Oz's coronavirus survival protocol. One, here's how to get you through the coronavirus outbreak. Not to not get it, but just to get through it in case you do get it too. One, lifestyle. Get 7 hours of sleep a night. Because again, our immune system is what's going to. Let's just take coronavirus out of it. This is also Dr. Oz's survival protocol through flu season, through cold season, through fighting all this stuff.
Just life.
7 hours of sleep at night. Aim to exercise 30 minutes a day, which I do that. Meditate, which I don't, and I wish I did.
I just can't. Can you?
Well, I don't believe in saying can't. Oh. I haven't been able to, but I also haven't super focused on it.
Right. I have struggled with it. Have you? Obviously. I'm trying.
When I was having really bad PTSD, okay. I would try it.
Okay.
And I just couldn't connect. I think if I would have just sat with it and invested more time into it and invested time into learning how to do it better, I could have. But I didn't. My therapist yesterday, I went to see my therapist, and she was like, you know, I appreciate how much work you've done at this. Not just what I've accomplished, but just showing up. Because I said, hey, I would like to be in a better place. So, yeah, we had a good talk yesterday. I don't go. I hadn't been in 3 weeks.
And your girlfriend got here yesterday?
I was in therapy, and I didn't get to pick her up at the airport.
Oh, I was going to. I wondered if she, like, went and waited in the lobby for you.
No, she was flying in. It was a last-minute kind of thing. You'll hear that later on in the show. But she came in, and I was like, hey, I have therapy. And I've picked her up every time. And I usually pick her up at the airport with some sort of treat, because it's a long flight. And so I was like, I can't pick you up. Like, therapy is a super priority. And she was like, cool, no problem. I'll get an Uber, not a big deal. And so when I got back from therapy, she was also there. But I think, too, as much as therapy has put me in a decent place, I think most of it is just meeting the right person as well. Probably more so.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could have been, but I think that's what it was. More so. Mm-hmm. But my therapist was like, you've been coming every week. Good for you. Well, every time we've been scheduled. Hygiene, don't shake hands, don't touch your face. Harder to do than you think, huh?
I know.
And when people say, oh, these masks don't work, the droplets. No, no, no. All masks work because it at least keeps your hands off your face. You're more aware of it. If you're wearing a mask,
you're not touching your face.
And if you are, you know about it.
I realized, I didn't know I did this, but here at work when I'm going through papers, if a paper gets stuck, I'd lick my finger and get the paper.
The woman who was like the CDC woman was like, here's what we're doing. Don't touch your mouth. Licks her hand, yeah, grabs the next paper.
Because I think it's just something we're used to doing, and now we're just aware of it. So who knows how long I've been doing that.
Boost your immune system by eating the right foods, fruits and vegetables, blah, blah, blah. Prepare. Have a 2-week supply of household items like toilet paper, soap, and detergent. Food like canned foods and freezer items. And if you're sick, take 80 milligrams of zinc daily. And then, but anyway, this is general stuff that we should probably be doing anyway. Happiest cities from Wallet Hub. The most unhappy city is Detroit at 182.
Never been.
Charlotte, West Virginia at 181. Toledo, Ohio at 180. Huntington, West Virginia at 179. And Cleveland at 179. I liked Cleveland.
Never been there. You like it?
Yeah, I liked it because everybody was nice there. I felt like Cleveland was a town of people that a lot of people didn't come from outside of Cleveland to move into Cleveland. So it was very tight-knit, and they were all like, we are who we are. We're together. I liked Cleveland. Some of the big ones that scored high were Bismarck, North Dakota, Austin, Texas, Raleigh, Boston. Nashville was only 106.
Ooh. Oh.
They're probably drunk when they filled it out. I was thinking of cities. I was watching a commercial last night for Las Vegas. You know, they're saying no longer is what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Now the saying is what happens in Vegas only happens here, or only happens in Vegas.
Yeah.
You can't find what happens here anywhere else.
Yeah. A pretty cool commercial. And then Aerosmith is the end of it. And they're like, what happens in Vegas? And everybody yells like they know the real answer to that. I would be like, stays in Vegas. Because it used to be like, what happens in Vegas? You can go cheat on your wife, lose all your money, and nobody would know because it stayed there. Postmates offers no contact delivery during coronavirus outbreak. Think of the stuff people aren't doing now. Ordering food where people can touch. Going to gyms as much. Going to airports. Going to malls. Like, there's an economic thing.
I know.
That's happening. Which is going to happen more so than the illness thing. But people ordering takeout and through Postmates, they're going, hey, listen, you can specify how you want to get your delivery. You can meet the drivers at the door, the curbside, non-contact with the people. They'll just drop it off like an Amazon driver. So they get your food. I'm worried about them touching the food.
Yeah.
But they'll just leave the food at the door. The saying is, what happens here only happens here. There you go. It replaces... what happens here stays here. Alabama may lift the ban on yoga in public schools.
Wow, they have a ban.
They do, but here's the thing. Even if they lift the ban, they're keeping people from still saying namaste. So like you can do yoga, but you can't say namaste.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And what does namaste mean?
The light within me honors the light within you.
They say that crap when I go and namaste. I'm like, I ain't saying that.
Right. I mean, it doesn't, like, I think it's just, you know, some people say aloha.
Yeah, I don't say it or not say it for any reason other than it's like people know nothing about yoga, then all of a sudden they're like, namaste. They're like, it's like when Eddie goes a little too Mexican with his words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like,
gracias.
He's like, hi, I'm Eddie. I would just like to say hi or gracias. And I don't do it. I know, a little bit, I'm kidding. But, you know, it's always that one person who you go to Chipotle with.
That's right.
It's Wendy from two cubicles down. Who grew up in Toledo, and all of a sudden she's at Chipotle ordering a little bit of queso.
Yeah, chips and queso.
And you're like, what are you talking about? So, Raymundo, let me ask you a question.
Yo.
I hear you went to the coin guy.
Yeah, I did.
Kyle the coin guy. Remember when Kyle the coin guy came in and filled in for Lunchbox?
Yeah.
And Ray had a bunch of coins he had Kyle look at, and how much money did he tell you on the show was worth?
He said on the show, I believe it was $120, and then in person it ended up being more.
So I didn't know you went in yourself.
I wasn't kidding about it. I wanted some cash.
So you go in and you give them these coins, and how much did he end up giving you?
$155.
Wow.
And it was real quick, too, and went right into his office there. It was kind of in a strip mall, and you had to do it by appointment only, but I just knocked on the door, and he opened, and then he did all the testing and goes, here you go. Cut me a check right there. Give me cash. I left there with $150, and he just those coins didn't mean anything to me, and I don't even think most places will even accept them, so I just didn't want them anymore.
He just texted Amy and said one of those coins worth $1,000.
Are you serious?
He's mad now.
He didn't. That's not true. He just said that you came by the shop and you saw him, or he saw you.
I was curious about that because, I mean, he's the expert, but he's honest. I mean, that's how he keeps his business. He would always tell you what they're worth.
Pretty cool, though. You got money for that.
Dude, it was dope. I had no idea I was going to get $150. I mean, face value, they were worth $20-$30, but that was just, I mean, the $1 coins were worth 10. That's how it ended up being 150.
Where were they in your house?
In a bag in my boxer drawer.
And they were yours? And where did you get them?
Honestly, it's a true story. My mom gave them to us because her father used to work at strip clubs, he used to work at bars, and so he had all these $1 coins they would give him as a tip. And so she split them amongst me and my brother and sister. We had hundreds of them. She just split them all up, and I guess over time I've spent some, and then now I just have this bag, and I'm like, I don't want some strip coin money.
For sure, Corona on those coins.
That's why I got rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on your windfall of money. Okay, cool. That's it. I do have, what I think is interesting is, I do have you know how you can screen record? Like you hit record on your screen and it records whatever you're doing on your phone.
Yeah, but is that an app or how do you do that?
Mine's an app.
Oh, I see people do it.
Mine's an app, right?
It's an option on your phone.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
On a new phone?
Let me see your phone.
I don't have the new one.
I'll show you guys.
I'm not touching yours, but you take the right the right corner of the screen and drag it down.
Uh-huh.
Did yours come down?
Yeah.
Like this here?
Yeah. Got it.
Okay, do you see this button that has a circle and a big circle in the middle?
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Oh, wait, show me yours again. It looks like a house.
No.
He said
since
circle.
When does a house look like a circle?
Mine's a house. It looks just like that, though. But see, it's a house. What does that mean?
If you don't have it
Should
on
I
there.
Press it?
No, if you don't have it on there, you can go into your options and get it on there.
Oh, okay.
You can?
All right. I don't have it.
Well,
so tell me what I do when I get it.
Well, I was going to say, I screenshotted when I said, hey, what do you like on the show? I did a live thing of looking through a lot of them.
Yeah.
That I'll post on my Instagram story.
Oh, cool.
I'm always so jealous of people that do that. Is that how you do it?
Well, yeah, it's an app.
I see it and I like it. Doesn't mean I'm going to go research how I do it. I just am like, well, I'll figure it out one day. Like today.
What's wrong with you? Okay. Yeah, here we go. I think that's it. Thank you guys for chilling.
Being here with us.
Chilling. Yeah.
Oh, Kyle from Nashville Golden Coin. Why did you write that on the screen, Mike?
He's gonna know where he was from.
Got it.
We just call him Kyle the Coin Guy.
Yeah. Amy's new BFF. They went to dinner together.
Even at dinner, I'm like, what up, Kyle the Coin Guy? I met his wife. She's super sweet. Great family.
Okay, we're going to go. Here is Tuesday's show. Enjoy, and thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Namaste.
Stop it.
Fight. Congrats, Bobby Bones. Your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on.
Win.
Love you.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, I like it.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Welcome to the show. Got a Tuesday show for you that I am so proud of. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's see what's happening in everyone's life in our segment called What's the Haps? Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
Well, I'm going to go first, and I'm going to recommend these because my dog had this humongous growth on the side of his head, and he's still battling it. I don't know if he got bit or he was eating something, and it's infected his jaw, but his head is swollen up. So I have to give him these pills once every 12 hours, and I used to take a pill and stick it in like a little piece of meat or take it and stick in a little piece of bread. But they have these things called pill pockets for dogs. You ever had this?
Yeah, they're amazing.
It's basically a little cup and you put the pill in it and you seal it and it's a treat, but it holds pills.
Oh, that's cool.
Makes it so much easier because what my dog does, he goes, without the pill pocket, he'll take it and eat all around it and then go and spit the pill out. And I'm like, how did you do that?
I know. It's pretty amazing how they do that.
So pill pockets for dogs have worked for me as I'm fighting back whatever this infection in my dog's head is. All right, little recommendation. Hey!
Hey, what's the hat?
Amy?
So just want to shout out to my husband for completing this like month-long face cream situation for some skin cancer he had on his face. So earlier this year, he had to get his face totally cut open and surgically remove some stuff, and he had this huge scar, but it already looked so much better. And then the doctor told him he had to basically burn his face off with this cream.
Which it looked like
a burn victim.
The guy on Batman, Harvey Dent.
Oh, wow.
Whose face gets burnt.
Yeah.
Two-Face.
Was really burnt. His entire face.
And it was just peeling off and peeling off. And now he's like rounding the corner. His face is almost totally healed. And he looks like 10 years younger.
Oh, yeah?
So.
Oh, stop it, Amy.
You like it, Amy?
Well, he said it was like fake. I was talking to him. We were playing racquetball. And he said it was like chemo cream for your face. And he had peeled off all of his skin. Wow. It was rough. It was hard not to stare.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, obviously, it was to get rid of like the sun damage and to prevent things turning into what he had to have surgically removed. And it was prescribed. But I'm like, can I give me some of that?
Stop it.
Because it looks...
Could you use it, though, and it be good for you?
Yeah, I have sun damage.
Okay. No, I'm saying seriously.
Yeah,
if you
no,
just were to
I think
take
in
it,
all seriousness, it could, yes, I think you could. You just put it on like normal cream and then it'll do that magic. I mean,
by magic, again, it looks like
it's
you've
brutal.
Been burned.
I yeah. mean, I felt horrible for him. Some parts of his face were like black and then it was peeling forever, but he still kept up with his social life. I was like, go you. I would hide out, but go you.
One point in our show, Amy goes before the show and she goes to this mall like kiosk. And they do one of those.
They were free. They were giving it away for free.
What was it?
It was a chemical peel. Oh,
she does
at
it.
The
it
mall.
Was. She couldn't talk the next day. She came in on the show. She was like, I can't say anything. I was so irritated.
He was so mad at me because obviously, and when we laugh or do anything fun, I couldn't because my face, and I was like, stop making me laugh because my face would crack and bleed.
It was so bad.
I mean, I did regret it, but I was like, Bobby, if you were me, you could not pass that up.
It was free.
It was
There's
free.
The two things that annoy me, when Lunchbox parties and comes back with a blown voice, or when Amy goes and does something with her face. Because
well,
I'm like, guys, you have a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know
One
it was going
to
be, I didn't
she
know it was going to be that intense.
She goes, like, I can't even talk. Oh, you don't know. I'm like, you want me to go home? For like 3 days. It was, anyway.
Oh, that was back when I was in my 20s, too. No, I mean, I probably didn't even need a chemical peel.
Hey.
What's the hat?
Lunchbox?
I think hospitals need to have VIP rooms for when celebrities go in, like if you get hurt or if you're having a baby. Because when we went in to have a baby, all these people want to stop by the room. Nurses coming in, checking on my wife, bringing their friends. And I can't even go down to the cafeteria without people stopping me. Oh, hey, Lunchbox, how'd the delivery go? It's like, guys, I am just trying to be here with my wife, have our baby in peace. And I don't know how we do it. They should have a celebrity wing where you have to have special credentials to get in.
What, like that place at the airport? What's it called? Where all the
special
people go? Yeah.
The presidential lounge.
Exactly.
Not a celebrity thing.
It's a status.
Because I fly all the time.
Yeah.
And because my miles, I get to go. And it's normal folks.
What's in there?
Nothing. Bread
like
and Cheerios. It's like Cheerios and juices and people. There's a bar.
Okay.
But for me, because I fly so much and I have all these miles, like on Delta, I'm a diamond. Is what it is. I go in there, but it's not a celebrity thing.
It's like
there
business.
Are places, though, where celebrities do get to go. Like special entrances and valets and airports.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Hospitals need to have these. They need, like,
they probably pay for
I'm
it.
I'm sure they might for actual celebs. You just don't know.
Yeah,
and you're not an actual celeb.
We're just familiar with that life.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the hat?
Eddie?
I played a game this past weekend called Duck Pin. It's like bowling, miniature bowling. So the ball is the size of like a softball, and the pins are little bitty pins at the end, and I guess the lane is probably about half the size of a real bowling lane. Guys, it was a blast. Like, I love real bowling, but man, I wasn't sore. The ball didn't hurt my arm. Like, I could have played 10 games and been fine.
I saw you on your Instagram story playing that, and all I thought was, for sure, Corona.
Oh,
you were for sure
holding the balls.
You were for sure getting Corona.
Oh,
it's just so German.
Why do you think that right now? Oh my gosh.
He thinks that with everything.
Yeah, because anywhere you go, Corona's going to come for you. Play it, Raymundo. Here we go.
Everywhere you go, coronavirus.
Okay.
That's right.
So dumb.
Everywhere you go, coronavirus.
Yeah, well, I haven't gotten it. It's been 2 days and I haven't gotten it.
For those who don't know, that's the Jim Blossoms.
Yeah.
And that's the original song is Follow You Down.
Is that an oldie?
It's an oldie from the 90s. Play it again, Raymundo.
Everywhere you go, coronavirus.
Thank you very much. Let's get going here. That's What's the Haps. Hey.
What's the Haps?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
So let me share a story with you, Amy.
Okay.
I'd see this guy walking around, and he had a pair of old beat-up shoes. And I love shoes. I notice shoes on everybody. I love shoes. It's one of the things that if I were to have to cut back first, that'd probably be what I spend too much money on.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's got a lot going on in his life. And I would see him wear these shoes all the time. If he was working, if he was, you know, playing, and I would just go, man, one day, I think today's that day, because Eddie wears the same beat-up shoes.
What?
I bought him these Air Max.
Dang it, dude. I thought you were talking about some stranger.
I know. Show Amy. Amy, he wears them to play basketball. He wears them to, like, he's got a lot going on. They're dirty.
Mm-hmm.
There's nowhere he goes he doesn't wear
those
shoes.
Though.
They're my favorite shoes, and you know who got them for me?
I did.
Bobby did.
Also,
for my birthday.
Also got you another pair of different ones.
Wow,
now.
Just cuz?
Wow.
Well, I just see him in the same shoes all the time. Here, come over here. You're
gonna, I like these shoes, though.
I know, but these are another pair of Air Max.
Oh, that's amazing.
Dude, you're crazy.
They're not just like the ones you got. They're an updated version of that.
Woo! Let's see.
Open them up.
Let's see. Oh, dang.
Oh, those are awesome.
Cool. We were playing basketball, Amy, and Eddie, he's got four kids. He's got a lot going on right now.
I'm going to find those. Those are amazing.
And he was playing basketball in the same shoes that he does everything else in. And I was like, dude, are you everything good? And he's like, I just got a lot going on.
Dang, dude, that's amazing. Thank you. These are really cool. Now, but you know, like, if I wear these and I like them, I'm going to wear them every day.
You should, but that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. It's just, I know you got a lot happening in your life. I'll take care of the shoes.
Dang, dude. Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
I didn't know you guys knew that I wore the same shoes every day.
Well, and wearing the same shoes every day is not a big deal.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But like to exercise and work out in, and then we're, you know, doing shows and traveling and here. And also they're disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are really colorful, so the dirtiness won't show up. The ones you're wearing right now are white, but kind of gray now.
And you know, I don't know where I was, but I think I stepped on a thorn, so I flattened the air part, so my left one's flat.
He's wearing them to nice events. It's the same dirty shoes, but anyway, you go.
Awesome.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
I knew you love Air Maxes and thought about you.
Thank you, man.
There you go.
Happy birthday.
No, that's not
even
for
my
birthday.
It's crazy.
Oh, that's later this month. That means you're going to get something else.
What?
Wow.
Let me wear these out real quick.
Amy's birthday is the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie's birthday is the 21st.
Correct.
Boy, you guys got a couple of them. And mine's a second.
And then April 2nd.
We're all wham, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Amy had a meeting yesterday about my birthday. I asked Amy, I was like, what do you want to do for your birthday? Because she turns 39 this year. And she's like, you know what? Not going to be a big deal this year. But for 40,
right.
You can. I'm gonna rent some hover cars.
Perfect.
That they haven't invented yet.
Wow, we just fly all over the city.
Yeah, they haven't invented them yet, but they're probably going to be out. We'll do that.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Our producer, Raymundo, from the Glass Room with the news. Raymundo, what you got?
President Donald Trump unveiled the first stage of the coronavirus help for the economy. He said there's going to be help for hourly workers, so you're not going to be penalized for being off work if you feel sick. And there's also going to be crisis loans for small businesses if you're affected by the coronavirus with your employees and staff. More news related to the virus. Coachella has been postponed until October because of the increase in coronavirus cases. And finally, in airline news, disruptive passengers were removed from a United Airlines flight to Newark after they became upset about another person coughing and sneezing on them. The plane had to be diverted to Denver International Airport. Bobby Bones Show.
Raymundo is getting married on October 24th. Is that right?
Yep.
And so I know your girlfriend was going back. Your fiance was going back because she fought breast cancer, and she's going back for her final test.
Yeah, so she got her final test, the blood work done, and then she got fat removed from her thighs and put in her breast so that she has that same figure that she used to have and that same confidence. And so she's all geared up for the wedding dress now because she kind of wanted to go risque with the dress. And so even getting the double mastectomy, she thinks she's going to be able to pull it off now.
Okay, let's walk through this a bit slower.
Yeah, sorry.
Your girlfriend, when did she get breast cancer? Your fiance, oh my goodness. When did your fiance get breast cancer?
2018, so 2 years ago.
And you guys went through that.
Yep.
She fought it hard.
Yep.
And that was her final test?
Final test, but you still have blood work for the rest of your life. Every 3 months, and then it spaces out to every 6 months.
Was she nervous going in?
Oh, every time. Yeah, she gets crazy anxiety.
Mm.
Yeah, that's hard.
And so the results came back.
Totally positive.
Positive as in good news.
Great news.
Right. Yep. Got it. And so then tell me about this. They take fat from where?
Yeah. So with the breast cancer, with the rebuild of her breast, they have to actually take fat from her legs. So it's very difficult for her to walk. She's really sore. And they put it in her chest so that she ended up having almost the exact same figure that she used to have even before breast cancer. And I've told her, I mean, in clothes, you can't even tell she had breast cancer, which is crazy.
So has she already had this done, or is she having it done?
So she just had it done, and it was she may need one more touch-up, but she thinks for this, I mean, she's going pretty revealing with the wedding dress. She thinks she's going to be able to pull it off, and nobody will, you know, even be able to see anything.
Have you seen the wedding dress?
I haven't. I don't think I'm allowed to.
You're not supposed to see it. It's bad luck.
Yeah, I saw the backups, and those were unbelievable. I was like, well, how did you not choose any of these? But she'll always show it to friends. We're at a restaurant. I go to the bathroom. She's like, oh my gosh, look at my wedding dress to everybody else. But I'm the one that hasn't seen it. Yeah.
Are you pumped?
So excited. Yeah. And she has her confidence back. Yeah. She's ready to dominate it.
I saw her tweet about her going in for those blood tests.
Yep.
I'm glad to hear that it came back all negative, but positive.
Yeah. Positive news, negative results.
Correct. Yeah. I kind of said it wrong. Sorry.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang. Your wedding's going to be awesome for many reasons.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's so much going on, too, but for the most part, her dad, her mom, they're pretty much the point people. I just hang in the back, and I tell her, like, hey, do you want me to update the website? Do I need to add something to the registry? That's about it.
Were people squatting on some of your registry items?
Yeah, so they would block the registry items, and my girlfriend or fiance was able to figure it out, and she called Amazon and said, hey, these people aren't actually buying it. They're just claiming they're buying it on another website and then not sending it to us. So, like, 20 items then were put back on our website.
Are you getting gifts already? Oh, here we go. He wants to plug his website. Go ahead.
RayandBay.wedding.
Ray and Bay, BAE.
Yep.
RayandBay.wedding.
Still accepting gifts.
All right. There it goes.
Bobby Bones.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, it's the Bobby Bones Show.
Chuck Norris turns 80 today, known for his role as Walker, Texas Ranger. Here's a clip of the TV theme to Walker, Texas Ranger. Would you guys know this?
No, not at all.
The unsuspecting stranger.
How about now?
No.
Him talking doesn't do it. Of wrong from right. Okay, what we're gonna do is I'll play you a classic TV theme song. Just name the show. Amy,
one.
Lunchbox, Eddie. Right. Here we go.
All right.
Song number one.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. Our mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. 5 passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour
tour. All right. Amy, you're up first. What is that?
Gilligan's Island.
Lunchbox?
Gilligan's Island.
Eddie?
Gilligan's Island.
Nice.
Woohoo!
Everybody is still in.
That's a tough one.
Here we go. Number two.
I bet we've been together for a million years. And I bet we'll be together for a million more. Oh, it's like I started breathing on the night we kissed. And I can't remember what I ever did before.
Everybody, what do we do, baby, without love? Everybody's so confused.
I got nothing.
I mean, I know I've heard it. I feel like I have an actress in my head.
Ooh. It's not right, though.
Mm-hmm.
even with your thing, I can't.
Without love. How about this part here?
Sha-la-la-la. No.
Okay.
I'm Let's go around the room.
Amy?
Something like Moonlight.
Is that an answer?
Yes, something like Moonlight.
Isn't there? No, the answer's Moonlighting, but it's something like that.
Lunchbox?
It sounds like Charles in Charge, but I put Wings.
Moonlighting.
Incorrect. Nobody gets that
what
point.
What is it?
That is Family Ties, Michael J. Fox.
Oh!
Really? For a million years. All right, here we go. Name this one. Name that classic TV theme song. Here's your hint. Before we were all born. Maybe not Eddie.
Welcome home, Shirley.
I used to watch 4 or 5 episodes at a time of Welcome Home, Shirley.
It's so good.
It's really,
so good.
I just couldn't get enough Welcome Home, Shirley. Welcome back. Lunchbox?
The Partridge Family.
Eddie?
I put Dallas. That's wrong.
What is it?
Taxi.
That's it! Yeah. Oh, my God.
Do you know that, Amy?
Well, thank you very much.
I used to watch Taxi all the time. I knew I recognized the thing, but no, I would have never guessed Taxi.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's do... Name this one right here. Name that classic TV theme. Let's see what show Amy comes up with this time. I'm gonna go with, Lancelot Jones. She just uses words. Amy?
Roseanne? No.
Lunchbox?
School Ties.
Eddie?
Sanford and Son.
Yeah! Woo! Nice.
Come on.
Wait, what did you say?
Sanford and Son.
All right, here's one more. Name this one.
In.
Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you. So
come on, everybody.
Love and
love.
Life's sweetest
I'm in.
Reward. I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox.
Love Boat.
Nice, Amy.
Love Boat.
Yes, Eddie.
Love Boat.
Nice. Eddie, you are the winner.
Yeah!
Congratulations. Play that song. Woo! You want to see if you had known the other ones, Eddie?
Yeah, come on.
Okay, here's this one right here.
The Modern Stone Age Family.
Yeah, Flintstones.
Good. What's this one here?
Nanu Nanu.
Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy. Nice.
Yeah.
Legit.
Wow.
Okay. What about this one right here?
I love this one. Night Court.
Nice. All right. This one right here.
X-Files.
Nice. You're running them. You're running
on,
the table here.
On.
You're on fire.
All right, this is the last one, Eddie.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my favorites. Cops.
Yeah, nice.
Woo!
Nice win, Eddie.
Thank you, man.
You win a shout-out. Shout out to somebody.
Shout out to the guy that came up to me at church and was like, hey, what's your winning song that you play every time you win? That's my Theo Fupa song. So shout out to that guy. I don't remember his name. Shout out to him.
Okay.
You know who you are.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Reba McEntire is kicking off her first headlining tour since 2011 on March 20th, and she's excited to get back out on the road with her special guest, Kaylee Hammack.
I'm really excited that Kaylee Hammack is going to be out on the new tour with me. I haven't done a tour in several years, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Two redheads, what are you talking about? It's going to be a blast. We're going to have fun.
NBC is bringing back Songland for a second season, and artists who will consider songs on the show this year include Florida Georgia Line, Lady Antebellum, and Martina McBride. The show starts back up on April 13th. Keith Urban looks forward to seeing his fans connect with his songs on tour.
Seeing people connect to the music is the absolute hands-down biggest reward for me, especially when you go to a place you've never been to before, and it's all these people, I mean, lots of people out there. You've never met a single one of them, and they're singing to every word.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
John Schreiner, he's a high school student, but ever since he was a young boy, he's made it a point to stand up for his classmates and protect them from bullies. So his classmates for years noticed this and said, you know what? Let's try to get him a scholarship. There's a scholarship called Empowered Kindness Scholarship. And they're like, he can totally qualify for this. So they went behind his back. They applied. They got it. But how they presented the check was really cool. It was gym class, and it was gym class, and he thought he was just going to play kickball. He shows up, and the whole school's there, and they're like, here's your check.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Say the word that starts with a B again.
What's that? Bullies?
Excuse me?
Bullies.
Okay.
Like bully.
That's what it sounded like when I told the person. He goes, you know what? He protects a lot of bullies.
Bullies.
Sometimes you'll put your
Hispanic,
somewhat fake, because you don't say any word like you're speaking Spanish, and you'll be like, so today I was walking down the street and I thought I'd have a tostada. And we're like,
you mean tostada?
Yeah.
It's crazy because my parents, they still speak Spanish, you know, so when I talk to them on the phone, I speak to them in English, them in Spanish, so I think a lot of these words still kind of stick in my brain.
Do you always understand everything they're saying?
Everything.
Okay, so you can comprehend, but you just can't speak fluent.
I just don't practice it. So when I say bullies, I'm like...
But are you faking it a little bit? Because no. Once we had an intern go to Hawaii, and she came back from Hawaii. She was gone for like a week. And all of a sudden, she was just naturally, according aloha. To her, saying aloha to everything. And she'd be like, oh, sorry, I forget where I am.
Yeah, no. That's
like, you're out of your mind.
No, I sometimes when I say here, like last names, I want to respect them by calling them like Rodriguez instead of Rodriguez.
But you would not say it like that to me off the air.
Correct. I would never do that.
Okay, so got it. Anyway, shout out. What's this kid's name again?
His name is John Schreiner.
John Schreiner, shout out from all of us. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Howell, New York. A man was working at Pizza Hut, and he was like, how can I get a raise? I know what I'll do. I'll fake a robbery, act like I beat up the robber, and the guy will give me a raise. So he calls police. Hey, there was a robbery. I beat up the guy, and he fled. No money. So they put the whole city on lockdown, 2 hours searching.
Oh.
They review the cameras, and no guy ever came in, and he admitted.
How did he not know there were cameras in the store? You have to disable the camera. You have to put a mask on. Come in, disable the cameras. Take the mask off.
Bones, he's a bonehead.
I know.
And he told the cops, I was really just hoping he'd give me a raise because I defended his Pizza Hut.
Did he get the raise?
No, and he's facing charges.
Yeah. It's a loss all around.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The big debate is where you keep your ketchup. In the fridge, in the cupboard, or in either one. Now, if there's ever an option with me, period, it goes in the fridge. If it's ever debatable, it goes in the fridge. And ketchup's in the fridge. Mustard's in the fridge. I don't keep much out of the fridge just in case. So I'm a fridge ketchup guy. You?
All the time. Fridge. Fridge all the way. Team fridge.
Does anyone keep it out of the fridge?
I keep the ketchup in the pantry because when you go to a restaurant, it's sitting on the table.
I know, and that's gross.
But restaurants go through it fast.
Oh, good point, too. Dang, I don't know who to believe now.
Yeah, so I don't get putting in... I see it at a restaurant on the table, so sure. It tells me that it's safe to be on the table, so I put it in the pantry.
Man, if there's a food and it can be stored in the fridge, I just tend to lean toward the fridge. Eddie?
Oh, fridge. No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. The article says there's no need to keep ketchup in the fridge. Not only does it contain vinegar, but tomatoes are naturally acidic, and this helps preserve the product in room temperature conditions.
Oh.
For how long?
I don't know, but I just like cold ketchup.
Yeah.
Like a hot fry with cold ketchup. And mustard the same way. But anyway, I just saw it online and wondered how you guys thought. So it's 3-1. 3 fridges, 1 cupboard. By the way, there's not a wrong answer.
Also, who says cupboard and who says pantry? Do you say cupboard?
I just said it because it's on the store.
Oh, okay.
I don't say either one. I say shelf.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't say cupboard or pantry. That's what fancy people say.
I didn't know if that was an Arkansas thing.
No, I don't say either one. I would just say I leave it on. You know what I say? Do you leave it on the counter or you put it in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
That would be what I would say. I have a closet that I guess is a cupboard or a pantry in my kitchen.
It's a pantry.
That would be your pantry.
Bobby's like, there's this closet over here with shelves.
I put my clothes in there.
To me, it's the food closet.
I put towels in there.
But I do when I say, and if I get something out of it, I go to the closet to get it out.
Oh, it's the pantry.
Closet, yeah.
I think it's okay. It's not fancy to say pantry.
Yeah, pantry's not fancy.
Bobby struggles with fancy things. It's not fancy to say pantry.
The food closet. I'm pretty good at food closet, though.
Okay.
I got a refrigerator and a food closet.
Mm-hmm. The Bobby Bones Show.
So Hillary works in our glass room. We call her Utility Hillary because she does so many things for the show. And she sent me this article. Says principal requires students to send her photos in their prom dress for approval to wear at the prom. Now, we'll talk about the story in a second, but this happened to you at your school?
Yeah, this happened. We had to get our dresses approved before prom.
And how did you get them approved?
So we had to actually bring the dress to school and try them on and get them approved.
Not even a picture. You had to try it on?
Yeah, we had to try them on.
Wow. That definitely has not happened back in the day with us, but... maybe things just get a little more risque.
Did you have any issue with your dress?
So when I went and brought it to the school, it got approved. But when I showed up to prom, this was my senior prom, another teacher came up to me and told me my dress was inappropriate and she wanted to send me home.
Wait, what kind of school did you go to?
It was a private Christian school.
And so how long did the dress have to be? Like, couldn't show half the ankle or what? Full ankle was a no-go?
It was. It had to be full length. And so mine was... and mine had a small, like, dip in the front. And I am a little larger chested than most girls. But to them, it was inappropriate. And it wasn't at all.
Wow.
So what do you think about this principal saying, send a photo of your prom dress for approval?
I find it sad because I'm 27 now. That was, like, almost 10 years ago. And I still kind of am affected by, because there was other things I'd get in trouble for. Like, I couldn't wear camis, tank tops. And so when you focus so much on that and point that out to girls... I feel like it has such an effect on what they think about themselves.
I can't imagine not wearing a cami.
What's a cami?
What's a cami?
I think it's a camisole.
Top, like thin strapped.
Is that what it stands for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that like is, know. I know. It's like, well, in Hillary's, I didn't have an issue with that in my chest area at all. But like Jessica Simpson references that in her book. Like she would perform at churches or like different things because she was grew up in the church and was a Christian singer. And just because she was bigger chested, she got put in this like uncomfortable place where she's like, I'm just dressing like literally all the other girls in my grade are dressing. But she had that. They were like, well, you can't go on stage unless you put a big blazer over yourself or you wear a vest. So she would wear like a lot of vests.
Well, I'm going to read this article here. In Shreveport, Louisiana, new principal Kim Pendleton said that she sent a text out going, hey, everybody, you need to send me a picture of the dress you're going to wear for the April prom. The lengthy text outlined rules for female students and boys' presumed female off-campus dates. But by the way, no rules for the boys. Here's the thing, though. If you got to throw rules on the girls, you got to throw rules on the boys, even if it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know? Like, maybe I want to wear chaps. Backless.
Yeah, no chaps.
No buttless chaps?
Banned.
Well, and then, too, if they approve it before you get there, then the memo needs to go out. Every dress here has been approved so that someone like Hillary doesn't show up thinking they're fine and then gets called out at the dance.
I have no problem with the rule if it's stated early.
Yeah.
And then everyone has to follow it, right? If this is the school rule, I'm okay with it. And then if you don't like it, you try to get it changed for the next year. I also am okay with it because it's a female principal saying, if it was a dude principal going, all right, ladies, send me all your dresses. There'd probably be an issue there.
Yeah. Good point.
But I just thought it was crazy that this happened to Hillary when she was, this mm-hmm. 10 years ago.
Yeah.
This is a public school, right? That this is happening at though, Southwood High School.
Yeah, mine was private.
And so yeah, Hillary's makes a little more sense because it's a private Christian school. This is a public school. Amy, thoughts?
I think it's fine as long as they stick with it. And like you said, maybe make it like for everybody. Let's just make it a blanket thing. You've got to, before you show up, your outfit has to be approved, male or female. Like, let's just keep it even.
Yeah, guys and girls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, there you go. Hillary, thank you for your story.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. The Bobby Bones Show. So what are you really, really bad at? Like, hilariously bad. Amy, you're up.
Depth perception.
That's a funny one.
Like, with my body and my car.
With your body.
But not moving objects.
Oh, like walking.
Like, yeah, walking, running. Like, I'm constantly have bruises or I hit things. Never other moving things. It's stuff that's just still. Like, I run into it or with my car or my body.
Do you think that it's just you not paying attention, though?
No, I think my depth perception is off.
Because you also have ADD a lot where I can't keep your attention. So I think it's probably just an attention thing.
Could be that. Okay, so I'm bad at having my attention kept.
All right, that's true.
What about you?
Handwriting.
Oh, yeah.
And drawing. I can't draw anything. Like, there are 6 and 7 year olds that can do both. Can write better than me and draw better than me. No skill, no sense whatsoever.
It's weird because you're creative too.
Can't draw a dang thing. Yeah. Lunchbox?
It's staying on beat. I just can't. I can clap along to a song and I'm way off. Rhythm, I just don't get it. I can't do it.
It's true.
Eddie?
Mine's math. Like, I know a lot of people are bad at math. No, I'm bad at math. Like, even if I'm just doing regular adding up, like, I love to gamble, but when I do over, like, a certain amount of score and I look at the scores, I'm like, oh, well, I don't know. What's 98 plus 62? I don't know.
Could you be, and I'm asking this honestly, dyslexic?
No, because I don't read dyslexic. I don't do anything like that. It's just the
There's many different forms.
Oh, well, then maybe.
I wonder if you look at numbers and it just comes across as mush, if there's some sort of, like learning disability that you never addressed early.
Possibly. I always like to blame it on my education back home, but I don't know if that's it either. Because, like, I took geometry, algebra, and I'm telling you, Bones, I learned nothing. I don't even know how I passed it. I think my teachers were just like, poor Eddie, he just doesn't know math. Pass him.
Because I'm severely colorblind, and dark colors all look, this is like mush to me. Not something I control.
Yeah.
So I wonder if there's something there with numbers to you.
I'll look into that.
Do you know your timetables, though?
No.
How do we get tested
the fives,
for that?
I know the fives and the twos.
8 times 6?
No.
48?
37.
Okay. All right, thank you.
How do we get tested for that?
Now Amy wants in on the dyslexia.
The numbers,
it's a real thing. Like, I have friends that are super successful that struggled in school, and they were like, I just couldn't get it because it wasn't that I wasn't putting in the work. It was like reading a different language.
Yeah.
And them expecting you to go, okay, take this test. But you're like, I don't even know how to study it because that was a different language.
Exactly.
Well, I just didn't know there was different forms of it because reading, I don't have a problem at all. But with numbers, I mix them up. And so I'm like, I never knew that was a thing. So Eddie and I should maybe go take a test.
Yeah. Hey, ask Scuba Steve if we can find a place to send them.
Love it.
Because I think in all seriousness, it would be good for some of our other listeners, kids and adults,
to know
that if you guys came back with or without it, I think that would be great.
I found some online tests for you, Eddie.
You?
We'll see if we can find him a place.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't trust online, though.
Perfect. Yeah, that Google.
Yeah. Morgan, Andrew. Number two, what are you bad at?
Pronouncing words. I mess up words all the time. Mm-hmm. And words are really simple to most people. I don't know why. I just can't pronounce things. Whoa. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I have the most expensive item ever sold at Costco.
Oh, I saw this. The diamond?
Yeah, $600,000 on a diamond at Costco. Now, last year, someone bought a 10-carat diamond engagement ring at Costco for $420,000, and that's the previous record. And someone just went above and beyond that.
And I see people going, why would you spend this kind of money at Costco on a ring?
Well, I guess
they may have a specific diamond that you're looking for. I don't know. I've never been in a diamond store. Like, looking for, I've been, because we have clients and sponsors, like, I've been there, like, learning how the jewelry thing works, but I've never been personally looking for a diamond. But what I read about this was they must have had some specific shape and some specific exact requirement that that place had.
Wow.
$600,000 for a diamond.
That's a lot of money.
That's a ton.
So much.
All right, what else?
So thumbing is keeping you from getting hit on or maybe even just making friends. And if you're like, well, what's thumbing? It's basically how we're now attached to our phones. Even when we're bored, we're in public, we're constantly down and you're just scrolling and swiping on your phone with your thumbs. And it's an easy way to pass the time, but it puts off the vibe that you're busy and you're not approachable. So next time if you're in public and you want someone to come and talk to you, think you're available, like, put the phone down.
But then what do? You just stare at the wall?
Yeah.
Well, what did we used to do? Like, what did... Read a book?
Amy, I don't know those times. I'm like 22. Hey, Morgan. Are you dating anybody at all?
No, I'm really not.
Do you thumb yourself a lot over in the corner?
Like, just play with my thumbs?
And like, the phone?
No, on the phone.
And like, look at apps and stuff?
Yes. I mean, I'm like swiping all the time. Just kind of...
Do you feel like that shuts off guys from coming to talk to you because you're so busy thumbing?
Probably.
What do you say, stop? You just said that was the story.
Oh, it is. But I just feel like you like asking somebody if they thumb.
I do. It's a pretty fun term. Like right now, I'm thumbing myself. See? See? Right now, no one to walk out to me. I'm busy thumbing right
You're
now.
You're almost 40. It's so funny.
But do you understand what she's saying? Do you feel like that will shut off people or not?
I mean, it definitely doesn't open me to people. I'm not being like perceptive if people are looking at me. I'm just like down in my phone, ignoring life.
I would say that if I wouldn't think that would hold people back from talking to me. If I'm on the phone, so we used to do that fake thing where we would put it up to our ear.
Oh, yeah.
Now what I'll do sometimes, though, is I'll do fake FaceTime because I'm next level, and I'll put the phone up and be like, yeah, man, I get it. And I'll walk through like I'm on FaceTime with them, and then keep the angle away from the person I'm trying to hide the fact that I'm not on FaceTime.
With earbuds now or the wireless ones, like people, well, for girls, our hair covers it, and you can be on the phone and nobody thinks you're on the phone and they start talking to you and you're like, sorry, what?
New generation Bluetooth. <It's so awkward. laughs> Yeah. All right, what else?
So this dad kicked a bully out of his daughter's sleepover at 1 a.m. He kind of got this vibe from her the whole time from the moment she arrived. She didn't really have good manners, was a little disrespectful. Then when his daughter would open gifts, she would comment negatively on every present. And then around 1 in the morning, he realized she was just like a party, like a fun sucker. Like she was sucking all the fun out. She was sending his daughter text messages saying the party was lame and she wished she could go home. So he went and got her at 1 a.m. He said, you know what? Heard you want to go home. I just called your mom. She's coming to pick you up.
Wow.
And so he posted it on Reddit and a lot of people are weighing in. And some people think he probably just made the situation a lot worse for his daughter. So now it's like, did he do the right thing kicking her out? Or should he just let it go? Because now his daughter has to go back to school and she's like, her dad's the one that kicked the girl out of the party.
What is your take? You have a mom and two kids.
Yeah, I feel like I would take her home. I'd be like, hey, I heard you just sent my daughter a message that this party's lame and you want to go home. So I called your mom. I feel like that's what I would do, but I would hope it wouldn't have any negative repercussions against her. And if it did, I would explain to her, like, you don't want to be friends with those people anyways.
I think that's right. I think if something's toxic, you get it out of your circle, period, whenever you can, as soon as you can, the best way possible. Yeah. So I agree with you on that one. All right, anything else?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Lisa Menzies was out of town when her 3-year-old golden retriever Catcher got outside. A contractor was doing work on the house and left, and the wind blew the door open, so the dog, like dogs do, made a run for it. The whole thing was captured on her doorbell camera, along with a special delivery from FedEx. A FedEx driver saw Catcher the dog outside.
Oh, wow.
Stopped, grabbed him, saw his tag, reached out to the number. Nobody answered, but knew where to take the dog because the address was on the tag. And then the camera footage shows him taking Catcher back home, opening the door because it was already partially opened, and then shutting the door behind it.
Wow.
And saving the dog.
Shout out. That's awesome.
I'm often scared about that with my dog, is that someone's going to leave the gate open. Because I'll just let him go at night. And I try to make sure the gate's always closed, but I don't want him to sneak out. My dog's pretty good, though. He likes to get out the front door. Like, when I leave in the morning, it's tough. But he doesn't run away. He just likes to go out and, like, be at the car. He likes to get in the car. So he doesn't, like, shoot for the woods. But I often worry about the gate because he'll be out there for 30 minutes sometimes. And I also have a pool in the backyard.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever worry he goes in there?
No.
Okay.
Maybe your workers go in and out the back whenever they like go work on the pool or something?
Well, I don't really have a pool boy.
Oh, you don't?
Are you kidding? Bobby works on his pool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shirtless.
Yeah. Well, but I have nobody to watch me. Right. So. Yeah. But I do have like someone that comes and will like mow the yard.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's what I worry about, the dog slipping out. But shout out to this FedEx guy who did that.
Awesome.
And it's on doorbell camera. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go! Over to Amy with the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What kind of band plays snappy music?
Huh. She's snapping and dancing right now. Like she's really selling it right now.
Yeah.
What kind of band plays snappy music?
A rubber band.
That was the morning corny.
I'm just laughing at her.
You can tell when Amy starts selling it with physical comedy that she was really dipping to the bottom.
What? No, okay. I like that one.
Let's go over and talk to Kaylee in Louisiana. Hey, Kaylee, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Pretty good. Where do you live in Louisiana?
I live in Gonzales.
Oh, man. I don't know.
It's little. We're about 20 minutes to 30 minutes from Baton Rouge.
All right. I know where that is. Okay. We're going to give you a chance to win this game. We're going to play What's That Racket? All right. So listen to this sound. If you can name it, you win $14. Are you ready?
All right. I'm ready to get rich.
All right. Now we're getting roasted by our listeners. All right. Here's the sound. Okay, can you name that sound, Kaylee, in Gonzales, Louisiana?
Okay, is it one of those rubber chicken toys that you, like, spin around and the noise comes out of its mouth?
Ooh, a rubber chicken, like one of those that you buy at the joke store?
Interesting.
Yeah, and you can, like, squeeze its belly.
With a floppy neck, and you go, and you squeeze it.
Yes, and the noise comes out of its mouth.
Right, and it's like, out the mouth. Well, yes. Holy crap, that's not it.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, man.
I know. Well,
all right.
Got to bid you a fond farewell.
All right, y'all have a great day.
You too.
You too.
See you later.
Man.
Bye-bye. Dang, bye-bye. It'll be up to $15 tomorrow, same
Ooh.
Time. Scuba Steve, our executive producer, is out sick. Now, let me read you the note he sent this morning, because if you're... Here's the thing. I like to be the one that freaks out about germs. It's been my thing for years. I'm a germaphobe. When I have to be the rational one, I don't like it when it comes to germs. And I feel like I have to be that right now.
Yeah, you've been the irrational one.
For my whole life. And mm-hmm. now here comes coronavirus, and I have to be the rational one going, okay, here are the two people that are lying to you. The news and the White House are both lying to you. Find your place in the middle, because that's where it is. It's like any argument. So... But I think Scuba Steve has coronavirus.
Oh, boy.
Great.
Uh-oh.
He wrote, staying home sick today, resting, drinking water. Oh, no, that's his out. Here we go. Woke up, sore throat and fever.
No.
Did you not read this?
No.
We don't have it.
That's the serious one, the fever.
Oh, you guys aren't on this,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, no.
He's keeping it private. Here we go.
That's why you were like, hey, did you hear about Scuba Steve? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Woke up with sore throat and fever. I'm going to stay home, rest, drink plenty of water and get back to you. No, don't get back to me. I think I might have corona from this email. And then I said, hey, all joking aside, you should get a corona test. Mostly for the sake of the rest of the show. Just to know. So, Scuba Steve's out with corona.
Dang.
I mean.
In my mind.
Yeah, of course. The rational one.
That's tested positive.
But again, even if he has it, he's not going to die. That's my point with that. He's not going to die. But he probably doesn't have it either. It's also weird. It's got to be awkward for anyone with allergies right now to legitimately have allergies, because you're like, it's allergies. Everybody's like, no, it's corona. I don't want to be around him. So, okay. Tomorrow you get a second shot at that secret sound, or what's that racket?
What's that racket?
I wonder.
For $15.
Yeah. I have a friend, and I was looking at him because he's in radio. I wonder if he's even awake right now. And he was doing, they have like $20,000 for their secret sound.
What?
Hey, can we see if we can get a hold of Valentine in the morning?
Yep.
I know I have a couple of their co-hosts, but I was looking at their Instagram story, and I think they have like $20,000 they give away for theirs.
They just give away $20,000?
I don't know how. We have $14.
Of your money.
Yeah, it's not even of this. Let's see if we can get a hold of him. He may be on the air.
All right.
Okay. You got a note from your kid's school about corona?
Yeah, they just wanted to make sure that we as the parents, we knew that they're going to continue to spend time in classrooms discussing safe practices like not sharing food and drinks, keeping personal space, not touching face, hand washing. And then they said that if your kid has been sick, like, please do not return them to school for 24 hours after a fever has broken or whatever contagious symptoms they may have. It was almost a reminder to parents out there, because I guess I'm sure sometimes parents... they're either desperate or they think their kid's fine and they're like, just go to school. They're like, let's not do that.
Well, you know, some parents got to go to work.
I know. That's what I said. Desperate. Yeah. I mean, I get it. So, yeah. Well,
they're canceling everything, right? Mm-hmm. That, like in here in town, colleges are shutting down. I don't think Vanderbilt goes back for a month. A lot of tours I read this morning are being affected too. I think Pearl Jam.
They canceled
their tour.
Sure did.
Oh, were you going, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, Nashville. They're coming here. I was for sure going.
God, that's your favorite.
So they've postponed it for now. Pearl Jam was supposed to kick off their North American tour March 18th. They postponed it.
Richard Marx. Oh, this is a good song though. Wherever
you go. Oh, jam.
Madonna canceled the rest of her dates. Kiss canceled their meet and greets. Coachella and Stagecoach are going to move both festivals in October, it looks like. If they haven't already, it looks like they're going to move them, and if they can't move them, they'll just cancel them.
Man.
Golly.
Just a lot of unknown is why. There's a lot of unknown. And you also don't want to be the place where everybody gathers and... Like in Austin, I mentioned, South by Southwest, they canceled it because they didn't want a bunch of people coming from all over the country or world and bringing it into Austin. Because again, there's just a lot of unknown about it. No one is saying everybody's going to die of it, by the way.
No.
Someone like me, by the way, I don't have a spleen. Did you know I'm considered immunocompromised? But I ain't stopping. Huh. Yesterday, I had a runny nose a little bit, and I think I beat coronavirus yesterday.
Oh, stop.
No, I think I looked it in the face, and,
Well, this is a good point. You're missing an organ, but I guess you don't need your spleen, but do you need it if you have corona?
I feel like I'm okay, but I don't have a spleen from a surgery when I was younger. My girlfriend came to town yesterday because she went back to grad school, so she's been out of school for 5 or 6 years, and she goes back, and she's about to have her master's. And they have cut her school. They're like, no, we're good. No school. She only goes twice a week. But they're like, no school Wednesday, no school Saturday. We're done. Her gym closed. She lives in California. The stores are empty.
So her life closed.
So like, she's like, there's nothing I can do here.
Yeah.
So she came here yesterday, flew over here, and she goes, she's probably funnier than I am. And she goes, I think I'm compromised. I have a pre-existing condition. I'm like, what happened? She goes, well, in fifth grade, I had to use an inhaler for about a month. She goes, I think I'm probably one of those that are at risk. I'm like, stop it. You're okay.
You're fine.
You're okay. But, you know, everybody is just trying to figure out what to do because if it doesn't get us, which whatever it is, isn't going to, it'll get some of us and not even that bad. But the hysteria around it is going to be what gets everybody. Meaning stores are going to be empty. Meaning the economy is hurting. So one way or the other, we're going to get got.
Yeah, let's think so too.
Let's just hold
Depends
on.
How.
Let's
yeah.
just hold you think on. Canceling these events is going to make a difference?
Sure. I mean, we don't know. Italy locked down their whole country yesterday.
Yeah, saw that.
60 million people, like all locked down. So, I mean, that means no school, no work. You can still move around, but they're telling people be 3 feet away from other people. There's no gatherings. In Austin... which Amy and I were doing a local thing for Austin a second ago. You can't have a group of over 2,500 people. No, then you have to have a special permission.
No event.
Wow. No events.
They've been canceled until May 1st, and you have to have special permission if you want to gather.
So everybody, just don't freak out. We'll get through it. Hopefully, at the end of the year, we'll be like, remember when freaking coronavirus was a thing? You know how that happens. Remember when Mad Cow? Yeah, it'll be hopefully. In like 3 or 4 years, it'll be like a reference to an old joke about something we blew way up that didn't need to be blown up.
Y2K.
It may not, but I feel like it will be. But some people will get sick. You know, the old and young, much like if they get another disease, it's going to hurt them the worst. You know, wipe your hands, clean your hands. I went to Dollar General yesterday, and I know at Dollar General where they hide the soap. And I found it.
Wow.
Yeah. And it wasn't on the shelf, but I know. And it's the same practice we had when I was working at Hobby Lobby.
Did you go to the back? You can't go to the back row.
Did you go through the doors?
You go up on, you know, where the soap is. You go on top of the whole shelf. And I was like, I wonder if they do what we used to do at Hobby Lobby. And there it was. And it's on my Instagram.
Did you use the ladder or climb the shelf?
I climb the shelf.
I know that always I do that at the grocery store sometimes. And I get so nervous because I'm like, I'm gonna pull this whole thing down on top of me. Sometimes you just don't have a choice.
There's no soap or Purell or hand sanitizer anywhere.
Crazy.
Like, you can try to find it. You can't even get it on eBay unless you want to pay $80. Just use general hygiene practices more so than you already were. If anything, hopefully this resets us about how disgusting we are. And let's wipe your phones.
We'll all get on your level all the time. This is like your daily.
Well, I made the joke that I feel like someone who had discovered a band a long time ago and the band's just now getting big. And I was
I knew them way back when.
I was with sanitizer back when they were just like playing for 10 people.
All right, most people have at least one best friend in their life. But what does it take for someone to be elevated to best friend status? First of all, Amy, I'll just put you in this. We'll see if you meet all these criteria.
Okay.
It takes 4 years before someone can be considered a best friend. You and I have known each other for...
Oh, we've known each other for 15 or longer.
The average person says they need to share 4 different personal experiences with someone before they can be considered a best friend. All right, let's see if we've done this together.
Mm-hmm.
Go through a traumatic experience.
Yes.
Yeah, more than one. Yeah. Go on a vacation.
Yes.
Yes.
Multiple.
Road trip together.
Yes. Garth Brooks, Little Rock.
Oh, yeah. What up? You and Eddie went to Garth Brooks, Little Rock. That's true. Talk on the phone a lot. I'd say you would talk. You talk a lot to me. I just go, oh, boy.
Depends on how you categorize that.
Amy will talk to me on the phone, and I'll put it on speaker, and I can mute it where she can't hear me. I can lay it down, have another conversation with someone else in the room.
No, you don't.
Dang.
And then I can still hear her in the background. Like,
it's like a conference call.
Yeah. And then I can come back over to it, catch the very end, and be like, I know, Amy. And then she'll be like, I know. I can have two going at the same time.
Wow, okay. I had no idea.
Showing loyalty, having each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot. Ask, give advice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do something spontaneous.
Are we spontaneous?
I don't know if just generally you and I are spontaneous people.
Right.
Text at least once a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say average. Yeah.
We don't see each other every day anyway, so it's...
Invite them to every party you throw.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, dang.
You guys are best friends.
We're basically BFFs, BFFs forever. But once someone's a best friend, people will do anything for their best friend. Among the most common things BFFs do for each other. Ready?
Ready.
Bail them out of jail.
Of course.
But you haven't.
But I would.
Okay. Yeah.
If your bond was way up there, I'd rally the money, right?
If I was committed of a crime, and everyone's like, for sure he did it, and you just felt, would you go up and stand up and be like, there's no way?
Yeah, because I would think there's no way you did it.
Travel across the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done that, though. Keep their secrets.
Yeah.
Do we have secrets?
I know stuff that you told me that I say. Yeah.
About what?
Well, I can't say.
Good. See, it's a test.
Oh, wow.
She passed. Ooh. Best friend forever right there.
Good job, Amy.
That's a test.
You almost let it out.
Wow. I almost said it on the microphone.
Yeah, there's a test.
For everybody to hear.
For everyone to hear.
Yeah.
We pass.
Okay.
We pass. But I mean, both ways on this test. But those are what consider a new, a best friend. Apparently, rich people love eating fast food as much as everyone else. According to a new survey, 79% of adults in America eat fast food at least once a week. The most popular meal of the day for fast food is still lunch. Let me say, here's the reason rich people love eating fast food. The same reason middle class and poor people love eating fast food, because it tastes awesome.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
May not be the best for you, but what if today, let's put today in the meter, you could have one fast food meal today and it didn't matter. No calories, easy. no anything happening to you. No bathroom issues. What do you have?
I'm getting a spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, no pickle, waffle fries, and a Diet Coke.
Solid.
You'd still go diet without the calorie?
Yeah, because I don't like the regular Coke. Oh, okay. I like the taste
Diet
of
Coke. The Diet Coke tastes so
know,
weird.
That aspartame,
that tastes like this. Here's what it tastes like.
To me, I love it. So that's, yes, I don't care. What about you?
If I got to do any fast food meal, it would be a toss-up today.
Mm-hmm.
I love thin crust pepperoni pizza from Pizza Hut.
Oh, that's so good.
I like it so much that when you take the pepperoni off, you could actually drink the grease from the pepperoni. Because the pepperoni grows up into a cup.
It does.
Those little pepperoni, right. And you take it and just... Like, ew. That's how I don't have it often, but when
it
I do...
It cups grease.
No, I put a paper towel on top.
No, who... Why? Amy. But why? Like, go for it. Go 100 or nothing.
Okay.
Or maybe Popeye's chicken strips with Mardi Gras mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. Yeah,
I don't know that
like
I've ever
Popeye's
had that.
With the mashed potatoes... And the brown gravy. And I like white gravy most places. That's good. With the biscuits.
Oh,
but
biscuit.
Probably Pizza Hut today.
Okay.
Thin crust. Like chef's kiss.
Come on.
I think we like this food because it's what we had when we were kids. Like a big treat was pizza, pepperoni pizza, and it was the best. That's why I don't really appreciate really great pizza, because the big treat as a kid was thin crust Pizza Hut. And so to me, that's still like a jewel.
Mm.
That's still what it's people. We, you know, we get a bunch of people to come in on the show, celebrities. I don't give a crap about them as celebrities, except for the ones that were big when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like when John Michael Montgomery comes in, I'm like, that's so cool. When Black Crowes came in, I'm like, that's so cool. But, you know, when Keith Urban and Luke Bryan and these guys, I'm like, what's up, guy?
That's pretty cool.
Like, you're really good at what you do. Yeah. But that's, you know, but it's celebrities that were big when you were a kid. And we're a little jaded because we get to meet everybody.
Oh, yeah.
The coolest thing that ever happened to me once, I was getting on a flight, and I was going to Little Rock. I was in Dallas flying to Little Rock. And I got on a Southwest Airlines flight, and I was the last one on because my connection was late getting in. So I'm running to the what do you call
gate.
It? Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Gate. I don't know the word gate. What's wrong with me? I'm running to the gate, and I get on, and I'm the last one, and they're like, sir, you need to come. So I run on. Every seat is full on this flight, and I'm walking down the aisles going, I don't know where I'm going to sit. But they know there's one seat left, so I'm just trusting there's one seat left on this Southwest flight. And in Southwest, you pick your own seat. So I'm looking, no seat. And I see in the back, like second row to the back on the right side, an open seat in the middle of two older gentlemen. The guys look to be like 60 plus years old. And so I'm like, well, I guess that's where I'm going to sit. Didn't want to have a middle seat, but I take what I can get. So I'm walking back to the back, and I guess I get closer. I'm like, is that Barry Switzer? Who was Oklahoma coach, Dallas Cowboys coach. He's from Arkansas. He played on the Arkansas National Championship football team. And then Eddie Sutton, who Oklahoma State basketball coach, Arkansas coach. And there was an empty seat between them, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I'd met a lot of celebrities, but I was like, you got to be kidding me. Both those guys were such big deals in my life. And I sat between them, and I sat next to Barry Switzer, and I was like, excuse me. And he goes, heading to Arkansas? And I was like, yes, sir, I am. And he goes, oh, what are you going to do there? I said, well, I'm from there. I'm from a small town called Mountain Pine. He goes, Mountain Pine recruited a guy from there. We talked for an hour.
Wow.
He was the nicest guy.
What if he had not engaged you in conversation, how would you have handled it?
I would have just done this. I would have finished the flight and said, hey, Mr. Switzer, Mr. Sutton, huge fan. Thank you. Just because I don't want to bother anybody. And you know what? When I saw David Spade in California, we were shooting American Idol. He was sitting at a table, and I didn't interrupt him. If somebody has food, never go and touch them. Let them eat. Because again, if they're putting stuff in their mouth, they don't want to touch your hands. They may have washed their hands. They're eating food. And so I just walked by and said, hey, David Spade, huge fan. And just kept walking. I talked about it on the air, and I was at True Food Kitchen the other day eating. And a guy walked up to me, and I know he was just doing what I did, David Spade, being funny. He just walked by and goes, hey, Bobo's big fan, waved and kept walking. And it was kind of a joke, but it was also, I was like, see, we're not touching hands. Look at us. Getting healthier.
Respect.
But I wouldn't have, I don't bother people.
Yeah, but, I know. But you inside, you were geeking out. So you just would have sat down the whole flight. I think it's a good way to handle it. Sit down, and then when the flight's over, hey,
big fan. Hey guys, big fan. Been staring at you the whole time.
Read all your
That's
texts.
That's probably what I would have done.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Malcolm Coleman works at the Wendy's on the University of South Carolina's campus. Well, his home had an electrical fire, destroyed the house, and he doesn't have insurance on the home, so he has nowhere to live with his mom. Well, the students on the campus, they love him so much. Every time they go to Wendy's, he's in a good mood. So they set up a GoFundMe page, and they've raised $40,000 so far to fix his house.
Wow. Love that.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that guy's just living life, being nice to people, and people realized it and did something good for him. Man, that's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Yeah. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. All right, we've started a segment that we're testing out called Bobby and Eddie's Music School. We get a clip for this or no?
We have the hook, yeah.
No, not the hook, but I mean for the bit.
No, not yet.
We're still waiting for them to build something.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't get that. Up in the morning, now to school.
Riding along in my automobile.
There's a verse though that goes up in the morning, out to school though. You get it? Because it's music,
music school.
School. All right, they don't get it.
We'll get there.
Okay, here we go. Here is music school for today.
Christopher Alvin Stapleton, a.k.a. Chris Stapleton, born April 15, 1978 in Lexington. He was from a family of coal miners. His father and both his grandfathers worked in local mines. He went to Johnson Central High School, and here you go. Here's your music lesson. Chris Stapleton graduated valedictorian of his high school class.
Whoa.
And we talked about this, Chris and I did.
I'm terrified of public speaking. I don't like public
speaking. You didn't speak at your high school graduation?
I didn't, but let me tell you what I did. I wrote a song and played a song.
Oh, that's such a Stapleton thing to do.
Yeah, but I wrote a song, you know, some farewell graduation song and played a song.
He also played football in high school, and at one point, that's what he wanted to do.
I only wanted to play football. That's all I wanted to do.
What position did you play?
Linebacker and fullback. I was okay. You get to a certain level in football, and you realize that some of us are not like the other people. You know, like you walk in the weight room, and everybody's 6'7", 270, running to 4'6", 40, and you're just like, oh, that's not me.
In college, Chris Stapleton studied engineering at Vanderbilt for a year before moving back to Eastern Kentucky to work in Moorhead. A few years later, moved back to Nashville, landed a songwriting contract. He was working as a singer-songwriter in Nashville before he released Traveler. So
much talent.
Chris Stapleton was the valedictorian. How crazy is that?
That's awesome, man.
Jeez.
There you go. There's Eddie and Bobby's music school. Tomorrow, Eddie will have one. And then we're even going to have stuff surrounding it that's like, sounds cool.
We're organized.
We're a new show
Slow
here.
Slow roll.
Yeah, we're a new show here. The Bobby Bones Show. All right, let's open up the mailbag. Here we go.
Bobby's Mailbag.
Hey, Bobby Bones. My name is Justin. I'm emailing you because I've been shopping for an engagement ring for my girlfriend, but I've had trouble finding something nice that I can afford until I found the deal of the century. The deal is from a guy I work with who proposed to his ex-girlfriend last year. She said no, they broke up. He held on to the ring just in case. They never got back together, though. It's a 2-carat ring. He offered it to me for half of what he paid. And I want to get it while he's still offering. The only thing I worry about is that my girlfriend won't be happy I'm giving her a ring intended for another woman. Do you think my girlfriend will care if I buy her engagement ring from someone else who I know? Or is it okay, since it's nicer and I can afford it? From Justin. Amy?
I think in the beginning, she might be like, what? This is crazy. But if she really stops and thinks about it and realizes she's getting this awesome ring at half the price, then yeah, it's totally fine. It was never worn or used by somebody else. It was purchased, but I mean, you never know if you're going to a store. You could be buying a diamond that was returned from somebody else.
That's a good point.
I don't know. As long as you never know the history of everything. Sometimes you might buy an old ring that's been reused. You know, what is it called? Like from a shop, like a antique ring.
Oh.
Not a refurbished, but like an old ring. You don't know all the history of that ring or what happened with it.
Could have been murdered with it on.
Could,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Somebody could have, it could come from, yeah, somebody that got killed. Yeah, I think it's fine.
Here are the phone number you can call. We'd love to have your call on this. 877-77-BOBBY.
I think vintage is the word I was looking for.
Nah, we'll go with refurbished.
Well, it's okay. I couldn't think of it. I was like, you know, I like an antique.
Okay, me. I think you just avoid it. I think you just avoid it.
Bobby, just avoid 2 carats, half off.
I know, just avoid it.
Wow.
What did he call it? The deal of the century?
Just avoid it. Just avoid it. Just, dude, just avoid it. If it doesn't come up now, it's going to come up later. That he had to go get a ring from somebody else. And then when something doesn't go right in your relationship, you can blame it on the ring. Just cut out anything that could be toxic later, too. Just avoid it. Just go get a ring.
Or does she have to know where
it came
from?
That's the thing. If she doesn't know, but then again, you have to like, oh, I got to hope that nobody ever tells her. Avoid it.
I don't actually know where my husband got my ring.
Well,
maybe he got it half off from a friend who had a failed engagement. I don't know.
If you found out, though, right now. Well, you're pretty practical right now being together for 15 years.
Yeah. I'd be like, okay, that makes sense. Like you were...
But a year into it, if you found out that it was his buddy's ring and the engagement didn't work out and your husband just bought it off his buddy.
I think I gave you my honest answer. At first, I might freak out a little bit, but then if I really thought about it, it's not a big deal.
I'm going to say just avoid it. Not worth the hassle now, not worth the hassle that could be later. And she can always blame it on that ring if something doesn't go right.
But do you want to be with a girl that would bother her?
I don't think it's about the money. Some people are superstitious.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's reopen the mailbag.
Bobby's Mailbag.
If you're just turning us on, this dude named Justin emailed me. Said he'd been shopping for an engagement ring. He found one. A buddy of his at work proposed to his girl. She said no. He's going to buy that ring off him for half off.
And
he's
like, two carrots.
He's like, what do you think about it? See, that stuff doesn't matter to me. But okay, two carrots. I don't know what that means.
Is that big?
Yes.
That's big.
So yeah. He can buy it for half off. Amy says go for it.
Yeah.
I say just avoid it. Just stay out of it. Avoid it. Who cares about the size of the ring anyway? That's my point.
The woman does.
Who cares about the size of the ring?
Not all women.
Here is Kendall in North Carolina. Kendall, what do you think about it?
So part of me is on the same side as Amy. Like, yeah, that's a really good deal. But the other part of me, I'm with you, Bobby. Like, stay away from it. It seems like, I don't know, it could be bad luck or something since he got rejected. And I don't know why, but us women get very superstitious when it comes to, like, wedding day things and, like, used wedding dresses and stuff like that. So I just feel like it's a bad idea.
Yeah, if you're superstitious, one, I would really stay away from it. But two, I can just see it coming up in a fight later. You didn't even pay full price for our ring.
Ugh.
Like, if you can keep it from her.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Buy it?
I was trying to save his money, honey.
Yeah, but I can just see that.
I mean,
you just see that happen. Melissa in Tennessee, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. Melissa, what would you like to say?
Yes. Well, I think if he's getting the ring just because it's a good deal, that's not a good idea. If it's a ring he thinks that she would really like, I don't see a problem with it. And maybe tell her a few days after the engagement what he's done. And if that really bothers her, you can always sell that ring and then get her one that's suited for her, what she really wants.
Well, and I hear how practical that thought is, but in the email, he doesn't say anything about if she likes the ring or not. I mean, we're only going off him saying he's chasing a deal.
Yeah, I need to see a picture.
Of the ring or of him?
Let's
go to Megan in Texas. Megan, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. Megan, what do you think about this?
Hi.
Hey, go ahead.
So my husband proposed to me with a used ring that he bought from one of the ladies that I worked with. And I say, I didn't mind the ring, but I'm a firm believer in the bad juju. That thing, it ended up getting lost, and after it got lost, I'm telling you what, things changed. So I'm a firm believer in the bad juju.
Wait, after the ring was lost, your life got better?
Well, it was, I'm telling you, y'all call me crazy, things just were a little bit easier for us.
You ever see the Brady
Bunch?
We
had a lot of crazy things happening.
The Brady Bunch episode where there's like the tiki,
the Hawaii,
the bad luck tiki, and they're just trying to get rid of it. Yes. That's what it feels like. Okay, I'll say this at the end of this, that I get trying to save money. God knows everybody wants to save money. It's going to constantly be in the thinking sphere of both of you.
Gosh, it would just never be in my thinking sphere. Like, I would wear the ring and, like, never think about it again. And I'd be like, la, la, la.
But you even said you would think about it earlier.
I said right away when he gave it to me, I might. But then
I would just get a smaller ring. If it were me, I would just get a smaller ring and just be like, you don't like the size of my ring? What else you judging the size of?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm just going to end on this. I would say get a ring that doesn't have your buddy's bad whatever
juju
on it. Yeah. I don't even believe in juju.
Well,
but it's also your buddy's ring you bought from him. You didn't go find it yourself either. Okay, that's all I'm saying. But we differ on this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take one more call and whatever they say. David in Tennessee, you're the last caller. Your opinion matters. What do you got?
Hi, Bobby. Hi, studio.
Hey, man.
I think if she really loves him, that she would want, she wouldn't, it wouldn't matter. She would just want the ring because she loves him. I bought my wife a ring from somebody that she worked with and everything, but she didn't know until later that I bought it for her from them. But I kept it for like 6 months before I ever gave it to her. And she still doesn't even think twice about it. She tells me constantly she loves her ring.
And then aren't we putting a little too much? I think he's with me on this one.
No, I think he's with me.
He said the ring doesn't matter, so it doesn't matter. Go buy a cheaper one.
No. He said he bought it from somebody
David
else.
Thanks, David, for backing me up here.
And his wife doesn't think twice about it. Yeah. In fact,
it's
every day.
David's my boy.
Interpret it differently.
I feel like David
this
was
is what's
like,
happening all the time with everything, by the way. Hey, David, appreciate you. How long you been married?
We've been married for 9 years.
Happily, right. With that
Very
ring.
Happily.
And the ring didn't even matter, did it?
The ring, it didn't matter that I bought a used ring.
Right, it didn't even matter how it didn't matter where he got it.
Oh my god.
He bought it used. And she even says to him every day, I love my ring.
David, appreciate you, bud. Always appreciate somebody backing up the...
Yeah. Thank you for being on my team, David.
You're
Dave.
All right, Davey.
My man.
We're throwing nicknames on him now. Davey.
I'll talk to you later, Dee Dee.
All right, Dee Dee. Bobby Bones Show. So many texts. People agreeing with Amy that ring size matters. And I'm like, just get the same ring for the same money. Get a little smaller.
I'm saying it's awesome that it happens to be 2 carat, but ring size doesn't matter. It's just whatever the ring is, he's getting it half off. Like, call it a... half a carat. If he were to get it half off, it's still amazing.
All you people worried about ring size.
I'm not. Don't flip it.
Have at it.
I didn't say I'm worried about the size.
Did you watch the Love is Blind reunion?
Yeah.
How did you get past that already?
Well, I just had to power through. I had to buckle down this last weekend and then a little bit yesterday and just... I watched it while I was doing anything and everything. So I'm all caught up and I'm waiting for you to get there.
All I haven't seen is the reunion.
Okay.
I didn't get to watch it last night and I have Opry tonight, so I can't watch it tonight.
Yeah.
Don't spoil anything, but are all the scores settled?
Okay. I don't want to spoil anything. Oh. If I were to say anything, that would be spoiling it. I have to say is Nick and Vanessa Lachey have like the best gig ever. They're like hosts of a show that they barely have to host.
I know. And that one part where Nick's like, obviously I'm Nick Lachey.
Oh, it's I crack up every time. She's like, hi, I'm Vanessa Lachey. Da 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 da. And obviously I'm Nick Lachey.
I think he's getting some crap on that though, because I think he meant obviously I'm Nick if that's Vanessa. But it looks like when you just sit, he's like, obviously
yeah, but not
I'm
obviously.
Nick.
Obviously. No. There could be some people that are like, sorry, Nick, not obvious to me.
Hey Raymundo, do you watch this show?
Yeah, I'm pretty deep in it.
How far into it are you?
I'd say halfway.
You like it?
We like it a lot. It's one of our favorite reality shows just because I don't think anybody's ever done something like that before.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think they've had those shows where you marry somebody without seeing them, like Married at First Sight. But the whole dating in a pod thing is interesting.
Right, and then it also does the progression of boom, honeymoon, here's the family.
Yeah, it
and
does.
And then we also get to see the marriage. That's nuts.
All the follow-ups. And then the marriages for the... By the way, the show's on Netflix called Love is Blind. If you haven't seen it yet, get going. Like, today. Like, stop. And I rarely say this, but stop listening to the show right now and go start watching it. But they go into the pods, and they date, and they propose to each other. But they're told it's a scientific experiment, so it seems like it's a little heavier, more than just like a reality show. And then you follow them all the way through, and at the wedding, they get up there, and one of them... One says I do or I don't. Then the other one, if the first one says I do or don't, the second one has to say it too.
But you're thinking because they made it to the wedding day that's them making the decision. But it's still
they make them all get up there.
Part of the experiment.
And some of them go, I don't.
Oh.
I don't even watch those kind of shows, but yeah, I kind of fell into this one.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's good.
Okay, I'm gonna have to watch. I may not get to watch it tonight, but tomorrow I'll watch it. I'll come back on Thursday with a full recap.
It's crazy, too, because we're now seeing them real time. The reunion was filmed, like, recently-ish, but the show was filmed a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So they've all had, they glow up, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
They had a, you know.
Carrie Underwood's 37 today. Happy birthday, Carrie Underwood. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, wow. Happy birthday.
My birthday's coming up April 2nd, so we're looking at a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you guys have been planning the party.
Yes.
And there's going to be food there.
Yes.
Is it finger food?
This
because if Corona is still a thing.
Yeah. I have had a meeting yesterday, rallied the team on how to handle this because of Corona. I knew our original plan of having food just sitting out and people grabbing from it was probably not going to work. So now we have another plan. And I think that you'll be Corona satisfied.
Nice. All individually wrapped.
Yeah. Like
Lunchables. Just packs of Lunchables still sealed.
Yeah. Everything's professionally sealed when you get it and you'll be good to go. But there is, I mean, there's just certain, and then when we were deciding on actually where to do it, both activities that would be involved might be of a concern to you. Like nobody else.
Are we doing
else?
Pass the apple in
oh,
your mouth?
Oh, no.
Or you bite it and you pass it to the person's mouth?
Or bobbing for apples.
But, oh, gosh.
No, we're not doing that. Don't worry. But, I mean, it is something that I'm definitely taking into consideration, and it could change the whole vibe. Mm. So.
We may not even have a
Are you
gathering.
Joking? No.
What?
This is happening. If you FaceTime into it, I'd be so mad.
I'm in a bubble at my house. I'm FaceTiming in.
Always like, hey, thanks for coming to my party, everybody.
Will there be music?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? What kind?
What?
Like on the up in this? Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's music, but yeah.
Working on a weekend like usual.
Hit it.
Is Drake coming? Why'd you play this? Like
this is like party music.
Oh, okay. I thought this is like an announcement that Drake's coming to my birthday party.
No, no. Please don't. No. Like, if you're thinking that there's a performer.
Yeah. No. Is it Switchfoot?
No. No.
Something going on you're not telling me?
No. I'm just hoping you don't have your expectations set too high. I should actually set them real low.
All right. Our video producer, Eddie, is basically super dad. He's got four kids. Hmm. Two of his own, two foster kids. Four boys.
Four boys. All boys. My wife's definitely outnumbered.
Five dudes and your wife.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's rough. She mentions it once a week.
So what happened? What's this biting thing?
Okay, so the baby, he's one now, and he's walking around, and he grew eight teeth, four on top, four on the bottom. Now he just wants to bite. You can't hold him. When you're holding him over your shoulder, he bites your shoulder. Not easy little nibbles. Bite. And I'm like, whoa, dude, like what? When he's on the ground, he walks to your leg, hugs your knee, bites your thigh. And so I'm like, I gotta teach this kid, like, what? You just can't bite. And he's not understanding, like, no, don't bite. He doesn't understand that. So when I was in high school, I had a ferret. Oh. And my ferret used to bite. And what I was told by the vet is, like, bite him back. And the ferret, dude, I'm serious. The ferret stopped biting after a couple weeks of me biting him back.
All right, you guys can call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. I have a couple questions.
Yes.
One, you bit your ferret.
Correct, on the nose.
And then it stopped biting.
After 2 weeks, the ferret's like, all right, got it.
And two, you haven't done this to the baby.
No, I have, you know, three other kids, and they never bit. So I never tested this theory on them.
What about the fact that it's a foster kid? Can mm-hmm. you bite less because it's a foster kid?
Yeah.
Meaning
actually,
if it were your own kid, you could probably bite away.
Yeah.
Because it's a foster kid, are there rules about biting your kids if they're not yours yet?
Probably. And there are probably rules on, like, you can't really parent them the way you would parent your kids. It's almost like it's a temporary home. You have to just kind of, like, give them a loving place to be while their life gets figured out. But for me, it's like, you're part of the family now, bud. It's been over a year. I'm going to start teaching you these lessons like you can't bite.
It's a Bobby Bones show.
By the way, Eddie's wearing a t-shirt. This is best dad ever today. Where'd you get that shirt?
I am. I don't know. A listener sent this to me.
He's got four kids, two of his boys and two foster boys. And his baby, that's his foster baby, is biting him. Mm. And he's like, can I bite the baby back? Because you bit your ferret back once.
In high school, yeah.
And your ferret stopped biting.
After 2 weeks of doing it.
Let's go to Monique in Virginia. Monique, what would you like to tell Eddie?
I have four girls of my own, and I went through the same thing. As far as biting them back, it's not bite and leave a mark, but you can bite them enough to where you can see the reaction on their face, and they know that hurt. And I used to do it to mine, and that stopped quickly.
Did you have a ferret, though, that you tested this on before?
No. Yeah. But it's just like when they smack and you smack their hand and go, you don't do that. It's the same thing. It's enough to get their attention, and this is not what you do.
Thank you for that call, Monique. Appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Good luck.
Good luck to
Thank
Eddie.
You. Thank you.
Eddie, here's one. It says, you're not allowed to bite a foster kid.
Mm. Yeah, that's tricky. Yeah, they're probably right. You can't. I mean, I'm not trying to like draw blood. I'm not trying to.
Okay.
Just kind of communicate the feeling of, because he doesn't know that he's hurting us. Like my wife and I, we have marks on our shoulders.
So, but like, what if he was a hitter? Like, you wouldn't hit him
back?
No. Right.
No.
Alyssa in Massachusetts, you are on. Eddie's got 4 kids. One of them's 1, and he's biting. What do you think?
I think you got to teach them what they're doing to you hurts. They're not going to know unless they experience it themselves.
Okay,
myself.
They call me Captain Compromise, okay?
Yes, they do.
Alyssa, listen to this scenario. You tell me what you think. What if Eddie has one of his other sons bite the baby? That way it keeps Eddie out of the mix of the biting.
Love it.
I actually completely agree with that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, baby.
No.
Yeah.
No, now your kids are compliant. No. The social worker is going to come to Eddie's house.
Eddie puts his hands in like, I knew crap.
It wasn't me. Like, my dad paid me $10 to bite the baby. Like, no.
Go ahead, Alyssa. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Does that child ever get bit by the baby? I'm sure if he does it all the time, it's not just for the parents. So you can just let him know. If he does it again, bite him back, he's going to learn.
Eddie, we're getting a lot of texts here, and they are split 50-50.
Wow.
I mean,
there's a good argument with the whole foster kids, like that you can't discipline foster kids because you can't. And to me, a little bit, it's kind of like I wouldn't be doing my job as the head of the household if I didn't teach them little life lessons like you shouldn't bite.
And you don't want to hire someone to bite them for you?
Like Amy said, though, if it all unraveled and it was just like, oh, my gosh, he was paying his kids to bite.
No, I know. Just, you don't know anything about it. Hey, I'll take care of it. All right, Eddie.
All right,
I'll
thanks, take care
of it. Wow. All right, there you go. Thank you, guys. A Missouri school is closed after the father of the state's first coronavirus patient broke self-quarantine so he could go attend a dance with his daughter at the daddy-daughter dance. Like, he's supposed to be in quarantine, and he's like, you know what? Let's go do the dance with a bunch of kids. That's crazy, huh?
Yeah, I can't do that.
A woman in her 20s tested positive for coronavirus after returning from Italy. Her family was told to self-quarantine for 14 days after she started showing symptoms, but her father attended a father-daughter dance held by his other child's school. And so he goes, the kid, and now they've closed because they have to seek advice from health officials. I'm going to say this again because I know we have a lot of new listeners that aren't here, that weren't here an hour ago, that are here now. Just be prepared. Don't freak out. No need for panic. It's always good to be prepared, but no need to freak out because we're going to get got by something. It's probably not going to be the flu that gets us. It's just the panic. It's just everybody going berserk. It is going to be a thing, and it's going to get worse. And what's going to get worse is going to be people freaking out. So it's not going to get us. We're not all going to die from it. If we do get it, most of us, we're going to be fine. It's just like we got sick. It's not good. We don't know enough about it. That's why it's called novel. When you hear it called the novel, you know, COVID-19.
Yeah.
Novel means new, and they don't know enough about it yet.
Oh, interesting.
That's part of the nuttiness of it. It's like, well, we don't know. You know, China has like 60,000 cases. They shut down Italy, meaning no schools. It's a lockdown. You can actually leave your house.
You can't leave. You can't get in and out of Italy.
You can't get. Okay. But I'm saying that it's the panic that's going to get us way more than the corona. Okay.
Okay.
Just take a couple breaths, everybody. They're going to cancel a lot of things. Okay. That's just how it goes. The quicker we go, well, that stinks, but I get it. The quicker it's just going to go by. It's going to take a bit. There is no spray we can get to cut it off. We don't have enough tests right now, but we're going to be fine. If you're old, that stinks. I would equate this to any illness if you have babies and old people, and mostly it's hitting old people, right? That one nursing home, somebody went in the nursing home with it. It's like an ant. My aunt's you take an ant and you give it the poison and it goes back into the nest. That's kind of what happened with that in Washington State.
Yeah, no, I worry about my dad for real. Mm-hmm. Like that's the only thing I worry about because he has a compromised immune system and he's elderly And he is in a, he's living in a community, like an assisted living place, so all kinds of people in and out.
And it's not a joke, and I'm not making light of the disease, but what I'm saying is we got to just take a pump the brakes on the panic.
I agree.
That's going to get us more than the disease.
But for someone like us, like you, and a lot of our listeners, like we're healthy. It's like if we get it, we'll still be fine.
Jeopardy is having no live audience.
Oh, wow.
Because Alex Trebek is sick.
Oh, yeah. And he, yeah. Compromised immune system.
I think Wheel of Fortune's cutting their audience. Prisoners are in New York have helped to make sanitizer.
Oh.
They've been making tons of it.
That's nice of them.
Well, I don't think they did it on their own. I don't think they were free to do whatever they wanted and they all voted to make sanitizer. But, you know, whatever works.
Yeah, we need more. So
there's a new Bobby Cast up. It's a music podcast I do from my house. We talked to Lauren Elena. We talked about writing songs for commercials and movies and how that works. Check it out wherever you listen to podcasts.
Bobby Bones.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, it's the Bobby Bones Show. Here you go. Top three songs in country music. At number three, Sam Hunt, Ken Folks.
I want to introduce you to my Ken Folks, to my old friends, to the house.
Number two, Jake Owen, Homemade.
There's some things about me that I can't change. I'll always be the man that homemade.
And your number one song this week is from Kane Brown, Homesick.
For every reason why I'm homesick, this feeling that I'm feeling.
Biggest pop song right now is Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now.
Don't show up.
My jam. Mm.
Don't come out. Don't stop daring about me now. Walk away. You know how.
That's a jam. She has a song too called Physical. That's a jam too. I know all the Dua Lipa stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like
Dua
it.
Dua Lipa, Justin Bieber, Harry Styles. I know all that stuff now. And the number one hip-hop song is Future and Drake, Life is Good.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much.
Those are your biggest songs right now. If you want to listen back to today's show, you can. Morgan, number two, what's going on? What can they hear on the podcast today?
Well, you shared a parody song called Purell.
Oh, yeah, Purell. Purell, Purell, Purell. Check that out. What else?
We all shared things we're hilariously bad at.
Mm, yeah, mine's drawing. You can hear everybody else's on there. What else?
You surprised someone on the show with a pair of shoes.
Yeah, I think everybody thought there was going to be some kind of charity giveaway. And it ended
up
being...
Yeah, at the beginning, I did think. I was like, well, what did he do for some person that's
very
in need?
Different.
Yeah, yeah, you can hear that. What else?
Raymundo shared an update on his fiance and her latest appointment around her breast cancer.
Yeah, great update. Great update. And then finally...
Bobby and Eddie educated us on Chris Stapleton in their music school.
That's right. You learned something about him in school and Bobby and Eddie's music school.
Ooh, perfect.
All can that. We now say, like, we're in music school? Like, I attend class daily.
What?
Because y'all take me to school every day.
Out to school.
You want us to take attendance too?
Am I gonna? Yeah. Are y'all gonna test me? Do I get a good grade?
Okay. Amy, what's going on today?
I have a friend in town, and we're working up here like all day, working on a special podcast, and we've got interviews and recordings for hours.
Oh yeah, long day today.
Yeah, I'm gonna be here pretty much probably till 4 or 5 o'clock. What about you?
I'm doing the Opry show tonight.
Yeah. Every Tuesday.
Yeah, every Tuesday. So that blocks out most of the evening. I'll go to the gym. I go to that gym, and I have a few gyms here in town, and we clean them so much. We just clean, clean, clean. So I'll go and make sure that everything that I'm going to work on is completely wiped down. I feel good about going to my gym, though. But I'll do that. I'll go do that. And my girlfriend's in town, which was kind of an unexpected treat. Because she wasn't going to come till Thursday, but Corona got her, chased her here. And now she's here. So, thank you guys. We'll see you on Wednesday's show. Goodbye, everybody.
Fight.
Congrats, Bobby Bones, on your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on.
Win.
Love you.
This is.